Before beginning a study of the actual techniques and tools used in technical analysis, it is necessary first to define what technical analysis is, to discuss the philosophical premises on which it is based, to draw some clear distinctions between technical and fundamental analysis, and finally to address a couple of criticisms frequently raised against the technical approach. The author's strong belief is that a full appreciation of the technical approach must begin with a clear understanding of what technical analysis claims to be able to do, and maybe even more importantly, the philosophy or rationale on which it bases those claims. First, let's define the subject. Technical analysis is the study of market action, primarily through the use of charts for the purpose of forecasting future price trends. The term market action includes three principal sources of information available to the technician: price, volume, and open interest. Open interest is used only in futures and options. The term price action, which is often used, seems too narrow because most technicians include volume and open interest as an integral part of their market analysis. With this distinction made, the terms price action and market action are used interchangeably throughout the remainder of this discussion. Philosophy or rationale. There are three premises on which the technical approach is based. 1. Market action discounts everything. 2. Prices move in trends. 3. History repeats itself. Market action discounts everything. The statement, market action discounts everything, forms what is probably the cornerstone of technical analysis. Unless the full significance of this first premise is fully understood and accepted, nothing else that follows makes much sense. The technician believes that anything that can possibly affect the price, fundamentally, politically, psychologically, or otherwise, is actually reflected in the price of that market. It follows, therefore, that a study of price action is all that is required. While this claim may seem presumptuous, it is hard to disagree with if one takes the time to consider its true meaning. All the technician is really claiming is that price action should reflect shifts in supply and demand. If demand exceeds supply, prices should rise. If supply exceeds demand, prices should fall. This action is the basis of all economic and fundamental forecasting. The technician then turns this statement around to arrive at the conclusion that if prices are rising, for whatever the specific reasons, demand must exceed supply, and the fundamentals must be bullish. If prices fall, the fundamentals must be bearish. If this last comment about fundamentals seems surprising in the context of a discussion of technical analysis, it shouldn't. After all, the technician is indirectly studying fundamentals. Most technicians would probably agree that it is the underlying forces of supply and demand, the economic fundamentals of a market, that cause bull and bear markets. The charts do not in themselves cause markets to move up or down. They simply reflect the bullish or bearish psychology of the marketplace. As a rule, chartists do not concern themselves with the reasons why prices rise or fall. Very often in the early stages of a price trend or at critical turning points, no one seems to know exactly why a market is performing a certain way. While the technical approach may sometimes seem overly simplistic in its claims, the logic behind this first premise, that markets discount everything, becomes more compelling the more market experience one gains. It follows, then, that if everything that affects market price is ultimately reflected in market price, then the study of that market price is all that is necessary. By studying price charts and a host of supporting technical indicators, the chartist, in effect, lets the market tell him or her which way it is most likely to go. The chartist does not necessarily try to outsmart or outguess the market. All of the technical tools discussed later on are simply techniques used to aid the chartist in the process of studying market action. The chartist knows there are reasons why markets go up or down. He or she just doesn't believe that knowing what those reasons are is necessary in the forecasting process.